I'm Dr. Joey Fawcett.
And I'm Jane Cresswell.
Coaching you to work faith positive.
And increase your faith.
With greater joy at work.
So you love God and others more.
So this month's Faith Positive Fellowship resource helps you work faith positive as if every day is Easter.
Because it is. Every day is Easter when you work faith positive.
So how do you work like an Easter person?
How do you increase your faith at work?
In our scripture verse this month is Ephesians 3:20 from the Message translation.
Over the last 2 weeks, we talked about how God can do anything, you know?
Far more than you could ever imagine.
Or guess.
Or request in your wildest dreams.
The first week, we talked about how God comes to work big.
How we can believe and look at Jesus and away from fears.
Last week, we talked about how God comes to work first.
You can figure things out on your own because your ego says to edge God out.
Or you can consult God first about your work and exalt God only.
So how did that go for you last week? Did you exalt God only or edge God out?
Easier said than done sometimes.
It is. You forget to believe that God really can do anything.
Far more than you could ever imagine.
Or guess.
Or request in your wildest dreams.
So this week, let's build on those first two keys. God comes to work big.
And God comes to work first.
The third key message for what Easter has to do with your work is?
God comes to work calmly.
Calmly? Oh, good. I can use some calm at work. What about you?
Yeah, me too. What is your picture of calm?
My picture of calm. How about free from drama?
Tranquil.
Still.
Paul puts it this way. God does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us.
Man, there's plenty of people at work who want to push you around, right?
Sure is. Stresses me out.
So you get stressed at work?
Are you kidding? Who doesn't?
Yeah, me too. Not when I'm working with you, though. But that's not how God acts in terms of stressing us out.
Thank God.
Yeah, the Spirit shows up every day without stress. He comes to work in what? Peace.
He comes to work calm.
Matthew described Jesus this way. I've placed my spirit on him, but he won't yell, won't raise his voice. There'll be no commotion in the streets. He won't walk over anyone's feelings, won't push you in a corner.
Now that's calm.
Absolutely. No yelling or commotion or walking over you or pushing.
Calm. Remember last week we talked about going to God first with work stuff?
You give your attention to God and God comes to work calmly.
How does he do that?
Well, first of all, Jesus isn't a yeller.
Jesus whispers in your mind instead. He wants to calm your racing negative thoughts so he can give you his mind.
And that's how you perceive the positive in faith at work, the first core practice of a faith positive work style.
You've heard guest after guest on Faith Positive Radio explain how they begin their day in quiet devotion to God.
They know that investing in the time to be still and hear God's whisper yields the spiritual fruit of God's word that lasts all day long.
Words that resonate in your mind, so their focus is on God regardless of the chaos.
God comes to work calm.
Take time each morning and ask the Spirit to plant the daily divine purpose in your mind.
That daily divine purpose breathes new life in your business plan.
Several years ago, a friend and I were doing a Bible study via phone, and we decided it would be nice to have something tangible to remind us of our dependence on Jesus. Nothing big, just a subtle reminder.
A subtle reminder like what?
Well, the next time we were together in person, she gave me this bracelet. Huh. And she showed me the matching one that she got for herself. Now, it doesn't have a cross on it or anything, so others wouldn't know that it was a reminder of our faith. But every time I look at it, it reminds me of her, and it helps me focus on Jesus.
So the two of you are the only ones who know until now.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Exactly. So Jesus is not a yeller. He comes whispering like that bracelet.
Yeah, which means you listen carefully for that still small voice.
Mm. The second way God comes to work calmly is Jesus walks softly over your feelings.
When you focus on Jesus' whispered words, you open your heart. Jesus walks softly over your feelings and fills you with truth at work.
And that truth keeps your ego from getting in the way at work.
And truth neutralizes pride. You're familiar with pride, aren't you?
Well, maybe a little bit. Okay, yes, I am. My pride gets in God's way when I know I need to make a change. But if I did, then I'd have to admit I made a wrong decision.
And if one of my so-called accountability partners showed me the error of my ways, I get my feelings hurt. So I dig in further to backfill my prideful mistake.
Mm-hmm. God comes to work calmly.
And the loving whispers of Jesus respect your feelings when you open up your heart.
The Spirit lets your old feelings die and be reborn with His truth. It's like another Easter resurrection.
All because you allow God to work calmly, which puts the focus on Him.
That pride dissolves into dependence on Jesus.
God comes to work calmly.
So first, you allow Jesus to whisper in your mind and still those racing thoughts.
Second, you open your heart to Jesus and He walks softly over your feelings.
Then the third way God walks calmly through Jesus in your work is when Jesus transforms your spirit with the Holy Spirit.
There was a time before I started working with you that I was ready to give up and quit. I felt my business was dead. No life.
Sounds like what the apostles thought about Jesus when they locked themselves in that upper room, right?
Yep. But then the Spirit who lives within me kept pointing out new aspects of my business that were life-giving to others.
So you're reminded that the Spirit that led you into that business years before could bring life out of death, right?
Sure was. And I was reminded by colleagues that the Spirit was ready to step in and take over if I gave up control and focused on God instead of myself.
If you gave up control. So did that work?
Absolutely. And I still celebrate Easter every day at work.
Man, I love it. Jesus won't push you into a corner.
And He sure will get you out of a corner you painted yourself into.
Not by pushing you around.
But by working within us.
When you let the Holy Spirit transform your human spirit.
God can do anything, you know.
Okay, let's put all this into practice, shall we?
Download your handout, God Comes to Work Calmly.
Answer the questions and do those activities so when you gather with your Faith Positive Fellowship, you can share what it looks like for you when God comes to work calmly.
They help you discover what God's doing to work calmly with you.
Also, remember to download that MP3 audio of this video so you can listen again as you work calmly with God starting this week.
Next week, we talk together about the fourth key of what Easter has to do with your work. God comes to work gently.
Until next week, I'm Dr. Joey Fawcett.
And I'm Jane Cresswell.
Coaching you to work faith positive in this negative world.
And increase your faith.
With greater joy at work.
So you love God and others more.